and welcome to Ace FM,
where we play the hottest hits in Australia.
Today we have a special edition of Ace Interviews.
Yes, we'll be talking to a few important people who have had a major impact on the development of the Australian church.
And who are they?
We'll be talking to Just James Dixon.
All this coming at you right after this lovely new hit by Khalid. This one's called Right Back.
Hope you enjoy it.
Bring it right back. I just let the time go pass. We don't gotta take it too fast. Bring it right back. You don't gotta stay the night. I just wanna take the time. I know all the things you like. Make me if the mood is right. Bring it right back. Honestly, it's never like that. I know we've been falling off track. Bring it right back. I just let the time go pass.
I love that song.
Yeah, same.
Me too.
Now for some news.
Here we have James Dixon. So James, tell us, when were you born and when did you pass away?
I was born in Castle Bridge, an island, in June 1758 and I died in January 18.
That was interesting. So, James, what did you do for a living?
I became a Catholic priest in 1784, but then I got arrested in 1798 because the police thought I was in the Irish Rebellion. Then I was sent to jail, and later that year I became a convict and was sent to Australia.
Okay, James, did you have any kids?
Yes, I did. I had two sons, James Willis Dixon and Henry Whitfield Dixon. I also had two daughters named Elizabeth L. Dixon and Clementine Lydia Dixon.
What did you do towards the Australian church to make you as famous as you are these days?
I led the first public mass under the new rules in Sydney on the 15th of May 1803. The king was so pleased with me he decided to pay me £60.
Okay, that's all the questions we have for you today. Thank you for listening to Ace FM. Hold on, we have one more song. Bye!
Three nights at the motel, under streetlights in the